depths of your heart? Do you love him tonight with all your heart? Not our hearts burn within us tonight as he spoke to us along the way to reveal to us these great mysteries. He said, and the angels took me into the pyramid to reveal the mysteries known only by them, but now they have been revealed to us. The voice of God opening up his word to his bride. The time, we're at the end. He's coming for his bride. He's preparing us. He's revealed the mysteries. He said, do you catching it? We're catching it, Lord Jesus. We believe it from the depths of our heart. Father, we love you. We thank you, Lord, for this word, this hidden manna, this stored up food, Lord, that white stone that was in the pyramid, Lord Jesus. The words of eternal life that you've saved to reveal to us, your bride, Lord. Father, we're so grateful, Lord. We love you, Lord, with all of our hearts, Lord, for revealing your word to us, Lord. Father, we just want to thank you for tonight, for your presence, Lord. For we feel you, Lord, that great pillar of fire right here with us tonight, Lord Jesus, revealing your word to us, Lord. We see it more clearly now than we've ever seen it, Lord. There's many things maybe, Lord, that we don't understand, but Lord, we're your bride and we believe it, Lord. We believe every word and we're standing upon it, Lord. We want to be that true and faithful bride that stays with the word no matter what, Lord Jesus. We believe it from the depths of our heart, Lord. This is the hidden manna for only the bride, Lord. And Father, we believe that those mysteries, all those mysteries, as he proclaimed tonight, all the mysteries were revealed by that seventh church age messenger. So truly, Lord, that message, those thunders that to perfect the bride, what was uttered out that day, Lord, it's got to be in this message, Lord Jesus. We believe it, Lord, with all of our heart. He told us of that third pull, Lord Jesus, right there in Sabino Canyon. This is that third pull. We believe it, Lord Jesus. And we believe, Lord, that anointing is going to come upon your bride, Lord. We're unworthy, Lord, but it's for us, your bride, Lord Jesus, that you told us we'll speak that word, Lord Jesus. We believe it, Lord, from the depths of our heart. We're so unworthy of it, but we believe it, Lord. Father, may we just live that simple, humble Christian lives, as he said, Lord. May you just be reflected in our lives daily, Lord. May we become more like you, Lord. Truly, that's the desire of our hearts, Lord Jesus. We just want to be just like you, Lord, and that's this word. We've seen it come and living in a man, Lord. Father, you sent that angel to proclaim this word, this message to us, to show that, Father, we come in this world with sin, but we leave without sin, without a blemish. Father, we're proud to be called Miss Jesus Christ. We love you and thank you, Lord. Thank you for their people, Lord, that love this message. They're staying true to this word, Lord, and faithful. Lord, how it must bless your heart, Lord Jesus, to see him, Lord. And as we're gathered around from all parts of the world, Lord, uniting around this word, Father, we know it's only this word that can bring your bride together, Lord. We stand with it, Lord. We want to make ourselves ready. And Father, we thank you for this opportunity, Lord, that we have tonight to come before your table, Lord. Father, forgive us of all of our sins, all of our shortcomings, Lord, all of our failures, Lord. We just hold on to that blood that stands in between us and you, Lord Jesus. Father, that you don't see our failures, Lord. But Lord, we just ask you to forgive us if there's anything that we've done or said that, Lord, we just want to be like you, Lord. And as we come to this table tonight, Lord Jesus, as we break of the bread and drink of the wine, may we go back to Calvary, Lord Jesus, and think of your broken body, Lord. For Father, if you hadn't made that great sacrifice, we wouldn't be here tonight to hear these revelations being brought forth, Lord. But it's just another vindication of you. You've got more for your bride, Lord. You come and you saved us. You wiped away our sins. Then you come, Lord, and brought us the word, Lord, a word that's perfecting us. Come and be with us tonight, Lord Jesus. We just thank you, Lord, for all that you do for us, Lord. Our hearts are bubbling within inside of us, Lord, as you speak to us, Lord. May we stay in your presence all the time, Lord. Thank you for loving us, Lord. Thank you for caring for us, Lord. We love you and we worship you, Lord Jesus.
For he careth for you.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, he careth for you. And through sunshine,
thank you.
hands and we're seated, just humming it softly to Him. Turn the service back to God's prophet and messenger, Brother Branham.
Let's sing it again. Sing it again while they're quietening it. Just close your eyes. Father, we're so glad that we found that true. In our darkest hours or through the sunshine, He never leaves nor forsakes. We're so happy for that, that we have our confidences built up on nothing less than Jesus' blood with righteousness. We trust, Lord, not in the fame of this world. We dare not trust the sweetest frame. But wholly lean on Jesus' name. How we thank Thee, Father. Now, we are just about to participate in one of the very few natural articles that You left us. One of them was baptism. The other was communion. Next was feet washing. Oh God, we just enter in solemnly, knowing that this Lamb is a Passover Lamb. The great wilderness journey lay just ahead of the children. The blood must first be put on the lintel of the door before the Paschal Lamb could be taken. God, examine our hearts now. Is the blood there, Lord? If it's not, we pray that You'll apply it just now. Taking away our sins and covering them, and they'll be divorced from us, Lord, the sins of this world, that we might be holy and presentable to our Father now as we come to take the body and the shed blood of our Lamb, God's Son, our Savior. Examine our hearts as we read, Father, and then make us Thine own. For we asked it in the name of the Lamb, Jesus Christ. Amen. In the book of Corinthians, the 11th chapter, I wish to read a few verses. Beginning with the 23rd verse, I read this. It's Paul speaking to the Corinthian church. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night which He was betrayed, took bread. And when He had gave thanks, He brake it, and said, Take and eat. This is My body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of Me. At the same manner also He took the cup. And when He had supped, After the same manner He also took the cup. And when He had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do in remembrance, as oft as you drink this in remembrance of me. For as oft as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do shew forth the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. So let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are sick and weakly among you, many sleep. For if we should judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for the other. If any man hungry, let him eat at home, that you come not together unto condemnation, and the rest I will set in order when I come. As I think of this, the most solemn time, it's also written that when this communion was first given out, and feet washing, which we have to omit tonight, because we have no water. The waters are all cut off. And we didn't even have the restroom facilities tonight because they just had to splice it together the best they could for us to have this service tonight. But we will do as they did, said, I believe Luke stated, as they sang a hymn and went out. But do you know what this represents? Do you know at the beginning when this order was first made in Israel, down in Egypt, they were on the road to the promised land. And that's what we feel like tonight, that we're on the road to the promised land. And the journey lays ahead of us. And they had a token that when the death angel came by, that there must be blood on the door, or the elder son or the elder child died in the home. The thought was, and the real meaning was first to apply the blood. Did you notice how Paul placed it here? If any eat unworthily, he eats and drinks damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body, which means the same thing that death, spiritual death, rests upon the person that would partake of the Lord's Supper unworthily. That would be out drinking and carrying on and living like the world and come to the Lord's table. We shouldn't do that. Now, let us cleanse our hearts and cleanse our hands from and our minds from evil thinking, that we might come to the Lord's table reverently and holy, as we know that we're connecting ourselves with our sacrifice, Christ Jesus, who is our only salvation. Now tonight, the way we do this is one of the elders stand here, Brother Zabel, and I think Brother Zabel tonight, if you'd call from the platform first, so these people can come from the platform and form your first line here, if you will. Now, Brother Zabel will direct you in a few moments as soon as we make the blessing upon the communion. This kosher bread is made by Christians. It's unleavened bread. And if you'll notice it, when you place it in your mouth, it's very rugged to be bitter. It's wrinkled and broken, mingled. That means the broken, mangled body of our Lord Jesus. Oh, when I even think of it, my heart seems to skip a beat.
Hallelujah.
When I think that he was mingled and bruised and Hallelujah. Smitten, the innocent Son of God. Do you know why he did that? Because I was guilty. And he become me a sinner, that I, by his sacrifice, might become likened unto him a Son of God. What a sacrifice. Let us bow our heads. most holy God, yeah. I hold in this little metal charger tonight, this bread that represents the broken, mingled, bruised, smitten body of our Lord, or that prophet cried out, he was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was up on him, and with his stripes we were healed. Oh, how we remember that, Lord. I tie myself to that sacrifice tonight, and this audience likewise, Lord, to the sacrifice. May we remember our Lord, his death and his scourging and all that he went through for us as we take this bread into our mouths. God, we're an unworthy people. We're not fit for such a holy thing. So let thy holiness, Lord, thy presence and thy blood cleanse our hearts. And as we receive it, may we purpose in our minds to constantly serve him day and night, all the days of our life. Now sanctify this bread for its intended use. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And I hold this in my hands as about 33 years of service I have served my Lord, and I'm ashamed of myself. But I think, what would I do if I had two literal drops of his blood holding in my hand tonight? What would I do with it? But you know, I've had in my hands tonight, in his sight, greater. It's the purchase of his blood, his church. So when I hold this to the juice of these grapes, I think of that. He said, I will drink the more of the fruit of the vine till I drink it with you anew in my Father's kingdom. Then notice, after the war of sin is over, the first thing we do when we strike the other side is take the communion, the Lord's Supper. Let us bow our heads now while we bless this wine. Our Heavenly Father, when I think as I hold this wine here that represents the blood of Jesus, how that through that flowing blood my sins are gone. They're put in the sea of forgetfulness and to be remembered no more. And with this blood, a dying boy one day laid down in a hospital, and you saved me. Oh, God, how I thank thee, Lord. And then give me the charge by the Holy Spirit to lead the people to Calvary and show them the way home. Thank you, Father. And now sanctify this wine for its intended use. And may every person that partakes of this sacrament tonight receive spiritual and physical strength for the journey that lays ahead. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Just any day now.
Let's all stand.
Our Lord is coming. He'll be returning for you and me. Oh, I've been watching.
His face I'll see. Just any day now, our Lord is coming. He'll be returning for you and me.
Praise the Lord. Going to be any day now.
Just any day now. Our Lord is coming. He'll be returning for you and me. Oh, I've been watching.
Softly to him. Truly, I believe it will be any day now. He'll be returning for you and for me. Are you looking forward to that day? Thank you, Lord. We too are going to be dismissing our foot washing service for tonight due to the crowd. So I'm just going to ask Brother Billy Paul if he would come forward and just dismiss us tonight in a word of prayer.
Heavenly Father, how happy we are to know that any day now you'll come for us. Yes. Lord, your prophet told us there's only one thing keeping it from happiness, and that was the readiness of his church. Lord, we've been watching, we've been waiting, we've been hearing, and we believe. Thank you for let me be identified with a group tonight, Lord, that knows that you're the same yesterday, yes, today, and forever. Lord, I know without a doubt, Lord, that I'm worshiping tonight, yes, with a group that has no questions, Lord. Yes, Lord, we're so blessed. Yes. What a blessed people we are, Lord. Yes. Lord, what a wonderful message. Thank you, Lord. As I helped him come down the aisles, I look at the mothers there on this Mother's Day. Lord, my heart just burned within me, Lord, to see them, Lord, tired and feeble in their body, but yet, Lord, waiting for their tune for one more time to take communion with you, Lord, and with each other. We're truly blessed, Lord. Thank you for laying these tapes upon Brother Joseph's heart, Lord. Lord, where would we be tonight if it wasn't for that word, Lord? And Lord, I was thinking, it's back there. Lord, I just don't have the words, but maybe just I felt I just want to speak to you and say thank you. Lord, you've been so good to me, Lord. This Brother Joseph was talking at the day, Lord, that it was the anniversary of Mom's going. Lord, how I thank you for her. Lord, you've been better to me than anybody. Lord, I never knew my mother, but I knew my mom, Lord. And she was more than a mother to me, Lord. And how I thank you, Lord,
that you'd give me a double portion. Lord, thank you, Lord. I can never thank you enough. And Lord, as Daddy come, when we said out in Tucson, and I was thinking how perfect, and as he closed out tonight when he was speaking, Lord, he said, I didn't know one thing about it, but it was foreordained of you, Lord. That's part of that third pole, Lord. And he said, I must be loyal to it. Lord, I remember the day he come and he said, Billy, he said, if you write those names of the churches, I said, yes, sir. He said, make the announcement that I'm going to preach the seven seals, March the 17th through the 24th. And Lord, you never even sent your angels till February. Truly, Lord, he was a prophet. We love you, Lord, and we thank you, Lord. Thank you for letting me worship with your people tonight. Bless us and be with us now in the name that's above every name, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
God be with you till we meet again. Neath his wings securely hide you. Daily manna still provide you. And God be with you till we meet again. Till we meet. Till
presence. I'm so happy. What a special day, Lord, you give us to be identified with this message, to be identified with one another. For truly, we're going to spend eternity together. It's a promise. It's a reality. That great wedding supper. Until that time, stay fortified in that word. It's the only thing that'll keep you. Satan can't harm you. He can't touch you. He has nothing to do with you. You're a royal seed of Abraham. You speak the word, he's got to go. Whatever you ask in his name, he'll give it. You believe it? Are you thankful for this message? And its messenger. Do you know more tonight than ever before? You're one of them. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. May the Lord richly bless you. There are many visitors that have to travel as they go home. May the Lord give you traveling mercies and be with you. We love you. Take our love and greetings back to your family and friends. God be with you until we meet again. We'll just continue to hum it. As you're dismissed, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, God bless you.